Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we join our friends at the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the back porch steps, we find Sade and young Rush. Mother and son have been idly chatting and enjoying an occasional cool breeze. And at this moment, Vic emerges from the kitchen.
Hey, Dave.
Hi. You've been talking on the telephone all this time?
Yep. How's the temperature out here?
Much cooler than inside. We just about roasted while we were doing the dishes.
Plenty warm in that doggone living room. How about shoving over, Garden Rake?
Okay.
Papa would love to sit down. It was Hank Gutstep on the phone, Sage.
Certainly must have had plenty to say. You've been chewing the rag half an hour.
Hank, I'm happy to report, has a job.
Making homemade candy and selling it?
He has a regular job.
What doing?
Publicizing, advertising, and generally promoting the interests of the Royal Throne 25-cent barbershop.
Oh, my.
An inflection in your voice, kiddo, suggests that your reaction to Hank's success is of a deprecatory nature.
I don't care what he does.
Well, I do. I'm the exalted Big Dipper, the sacred stars of the Milky Way. And he's the exalted Little Dipper. I feel protective toward Hank.
Well, if he's got a job at last, maybe he'll pay you what he owes you.
Very likely he will.
What's the debt amount to now?
I'm not exactly certain. Hank, however, has kept track of the sum.
Yeah. He's no barber, is he, Gus?
He wasn't hired in the capacity of barber.
Gonna sweep out the shop and stuff, huh?
Sweeping out the shop and stuff will comprise part of his duties, yes. But Hank's real value to the Royal Throne 25-cent barbershop, though, will be his efforts toward enlarging and extending the business. Over the telephone just now, he was full of enthusiasm and energy. He's got ideas by the bushel. Free lunch, for instance.
Free lunch?
Free lunch.
That's a new angle for a barbershop.
Hank is bursting with new angles.
Guy steps in for a haircut, huh, and helps himself to crackers and cheese?
Precisely.
Pretty slick.
I agree.
I'll have a shoe shine, a bath, a shampoo, and a bologna sandwich.
Have your fun, friends. I prophesy for Hank Gutstop a brilliant future.
That establishment is so seedy, Vic.
Hank has plans for improving its appearance.
You have to walk down cellar, don't you?
The term is English basement.
Well, it's down cellar as far as I'm concerned. You walk down a flight of steps, and it looks a kind of halfway dirty and dingy when a person goes past. Every time I happen to be by there, I glance down and generally see some man's feet sticking out.
Those are Ed Halvey's feet. He's the owner. And he's always sleeping in one of the barber chairs. Tennis shoes?
Yeah, tennis shoes.
Ed Halvey's feet. Ed lives in the Royal Throne Barbershop.
Yeah?
Sure. Sleeps in the barber chair and takes his meals around the corner.
Hank Gutstop also plans to live there.
Really?
So he informed me.
Well, there's room for him. They got two barber chairs.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you another idea of his. Every customer gets his 50th haircut free of charge.
Hey, hey.
That's an inducement to patronize a shop, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Sade, Ed Halvey hired Hank with this thought primarily in mind. Hank's got lots of friends around town. He knows all the guys that loaf around the Lazy Hours pool hall, and he's chummy with most of the fellas that hang out at the Bright Kentucky Hotel. When they hear of Hank's new association, they'll flock to the Royal Throne in droves.
Oh.
And in addition to that, Ed Halvey expects to capitalize on Hank's position in the lodge as the exalted Little Dipper of the Drowsy Venus chapter of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way. Hank should be able to swing plenty of shaves and haircuts over to Ed.
Will he swing you?
Well, no, he won't swing me. Jim Scooter down at the Butter House has cut my hair for years, and Jim's also in the lodge. Wouldn't be fair to Jim to change over.
Oh.
Gov, I've been thinking about that 50th haircut free, and there's a catch.
How so?
Well, how often do most fellas get their haircut?
Oh, every 3 weeks.
Yeah, every 3 weeks. Well, heck, there's 52 weeks in a year. How many times does three go into 52?
17 and a little over.
Well, say a fella gets his haircut 17 times a year.
All right.
What's the result when you divide 50 by 17?
Three.
Okay, three.
Well, what's your point?
A guy has to patronize the Royal Throne Barbershop 3 years before he's entitled to a free haircut.
Well, so what? I patronized the Butter House Hotel Barbershop 8 years and haven't got any free haircuts.
No, but just the same.
Yep, I predict for Hank a brilliant future. He's in something solid at last. Something he can grab a hold of and work with.
Mr. Sludge, you're going to bed early?
Huh?
He just now turned his light off.
Hmm.
Poor fella. He come home crying again today.
What is the trouble?
He wouldn't tell, Miss Harris. I expect somebody down at work spoke rude to him or something.
Come, if with every 50th haircut the Royal Throne Barbershop give away a bath free, it'd be a pretty dirty bunch of customers that depended on that free bath every 3 years, wouldn't it?
Your speech, my boy, lacks clarity. I make no meaning out of it.
Well, say, for instance, I wait till I've had 50 haircuts before I took a bath in the Royal...
Never mind. I'm afraid I wouldn't be interested in the matter even after it was elaborately explained.
Okay.
Feel that nice breeze.
Ah, most refreshing.
I like to bake this afternoon. And in the shade all the time, too. How warm was it? Anybody know?
84 degrees by the drugstore thermometer.
Boy.
You people talking about heat, Gov. I'll tell you where it's hot.
Where?
Royal Throne 25 Cent Barbershop. No fresh air can get down that hole. It's like being in a gunny sack.
When were you there?
Oh, a couple days ago.
I don't think I want you hanging around any such a seedy establishment.
I was in the Society of Leroy Snow. Leroy was passing bills. We stopped in at all the downtown establishments. By George, it was close in that barbershop. Ed Halvey was asleep in one of the barber chairs, and he looked like he was about to melt.
Hank's going to start sleeping in a barber chair, hmm?
A barber chair is very comfortable.
What a way to live.
It's an economical way to live.
Sure. Won't cost him a nickel. Well, he can sleep in the barber chair for nothing, and he can get his food for nothing.
How?
Help himself to that free lunch Gov was talking about.
Free lunch in a barber shop.
The idea was a stroke of genius on Hank's part.
Ish.
By George, that is a good job, come to think of it. In addition to a free place to sleep and free food, Hank will also be entitled to free shaves and haircuts. Won't he, Gov?
Couldn't say.
Sure he will. He certainly wouldn't want to patronize any competitors. Ed Halvey wouldn't stand for it. Be just the same as a guy running a restaurant and then taking his meals at a cafeteria across the street. Hank can say, Ed, put on your apron and get out your clippers, because I want a shave, a haircut, an eyebrow pluck, massage, shampoo, a shoe shine, manicure, head rinse.
You're very, very funny tonight, Chuck Holberny.
Everybody hitting the hay early. Electric lights just went off in Charlie Razorscum's bedroom.
Smelly Clark's Uncle Strap loves to reminisce over the time he went...
Your phone's ringing.
Go see, Willie.
Oh, hey, wouldn't be for me.
Well, it's not Fred and Ruthie, I know. Fred's putting in overtime at the foundry tonight. Scoot.
I expect it could possibly be Bluetooth Johnson.
Yes, or Smelly Clark or Rooster or Willis or Heine or any of a dozen of your sidekicks.
Be Bluetooth if it'd be anybody.
I had quite a little conversation with Miss Epers today.
Oh, she?
All right. A little leaner than she was, I thought.
How's T.J.?
I never asked after T.J. Kind of afraid to, don't you know? Since he was in jail those four times, a person anymore kind of hates to inquire. Might make it embarrassing. I asked after Florence, though. She's still keeping up with her piano. Practices several hours a day. Miss Epers said she had the halfway promise of a position playing in at the main 10-cent store there in Pekin.
Hmm. Yep, I'm very sanguine about Hank's new position. It's modest, of course. Pay will be small and all. But it's something solid for him at last. Something that he can get his teeth in. There's mighty good stuff in Hank. He's got a quick mind and a ready tongue. I know you don't favor him, but...
Nobody for me, was it?
No.
One of the kids.
Hank, don't stop.
Is he still on the wire?
Just still, Gov. He said not to bother you. He gave me the message.
What was the message?
I quit my job.
I quit my job?
I quit my job.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.